The folk music of Austria lives on in the spirit of the dance music of the Johann Strauss family. We're on the Blue Danube in spirit. This concert is conducted by the Viennese-born music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Manfred Honeck, who assembles a program based around music of the Strauss family to bring families together. Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh always suggests a festive air of celebration with its old-world Viennese Swarovski crystal chandeliers, glittering gold leaf and white paint with bright red plush velvet seating. Jim Cunningham with you, wishing you all the best in the new year. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, where it's always come as you are. There's no dress code, no evening formal wear is required, but for this program, lederhosen might be appropriate. We have music from the Johann Strauss family from Vienna. First, the Gypsy Baron Overture with Manfred Honeck, music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony. The overture is written by Johann Strauss Jr., an overture for a comic operetta with a colorful story of the marriage of a landowner returned from exile and a gypsy girl who's revealed as the daughter of a Turkish pasha. Here's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music director Manfred Honeck, The Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss Jr. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with the Overture for the Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss Jr. Conducted by Manfred Honeck with the Pittsburgh Symphony. The music first heard in 1885 in Vienna. This is the Pittsburgh Symphony's first performance of the piece at Heinz Hall. In a holiday mood, here's the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Manfred Honeck, to introduce the next music.
This was now the Overture to Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss. As you see, I want to present you now music. I'm sorry, I'm out of breath. You should try to conduct one time and speak. I wanted to present you music of the Strauss family, but music which is really rarely performed. You don't hear the emperor waltz today, voices of spring, but there is a wonderful waltz, Village Swallows of Austria, a waltz I love personally very much because he is from the most gifted of all three Strauss brothers, Josef Strauss. He died a little bit earlier than Johann Strauss. Eduard was the last one who died. But he, in Vienna, we say sometimes, he's the really Strauss music maker. He's the real one who also transport the Viennese dialect into the music. You see, when the swallows are flying over Austria, and you will hear all parts of Austria, Vienna, Salzburg, the chocolate, the Mozartkugel, you know, Tirol in the rustical, the leather trousers country. You hear all these things. It's just wonderful to see how he describes this country. Another piece you will hear is Furiosa Polka, two demons who try to get the dancer and the orchestra out of control. So this time it's not the conductor which confuses the orchestra, it's the two demons who will do it. And the next piece you will hear, it's called Libelle, the dragonfly. And I was just make a research how this dragonfly is flying in the air. And when it changes the direction, it's doing it so sudden. So it makes tuk, tuk. And you will hear this in the music. In the middle part, listen to these very rustic elements of an Austrian, very traditional dance. So enjoy the music, Libelle, Furioso, and then the Village Swallows of Austria.
Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra at Heinz Hall with music director Manfred Honeck. A waltz by Josef Strauss, the Austrian Village Swallows. You heard two polkas, the first by Josef Strauss and the second by Johann Strauss Jr. We heard the Dragonfly and then the Furioso Polka. Here's Manfred Honeck to introduce our next music.
The last four pieces has something to do with the nature. I thought to present the hunting polka, Auf der Jagd, as the next piece. And it's also a wonderful piece I love personally very much. It's called Im Krapfenwald. It's not easy to pronounce even for me. Krapfen, this is a sweet cake which the Austrians still use in the season of Carnival. So you have a feeling, a wood full of Krapfen. Everyone hanging these cakes. And you will hear one bird. I'm sure you will recognize this bird. I love this piece very much. But then we go back, we go to the next piece, the Bauernpolka, the peasant polka. It's like the peasants are coming back from the field and they want to join, have a joy now in the evening, and they just take the fiddles and just hardly tune and go on, make music and make fun, get a little bit drunk and start to sing and so on. Well, we'll see what happens in this polka. And the last piece is probably one of the famous polka, Thunder and Lightning. It seems to be a piece for that season. And I'm so happy that you left the umbrellas outside the hall. So here now, the next piece, Hunting Polka Auf der Jagd by Johann Strauss.
Thank you.
Music by Johann Strauss Jr., his Thunder and Lightning Polka with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. It was preceded by the Peasant's Polka, or the Bauern Polka, Im Krapfenwald, or In the Little Jelly Donut Woods, and we began with At the Hunt, the Hunting Polka by Johann Strauss Jr. The music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Manfred Honeck. And it looks like the Pittsburgh Symphony will bring an encore. You heard the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss the Father. The Radetzky March was played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Manfred Honeck, music director. Before the Radetzky, we had Josef Strauss' Feuerfest Polka, the Fireproof Polka. The Radetzky March by Johann Strauss Sr. was dedicated to Austrian Field Marshal Josef Radetzky. It was first played for Austrian Army officers who clapped along to the finale, beginning a tradition which exists to this day. The Radetzky March always heard as the final encore at the Vienna New Year's Day concert.
We should never forget that this music to play is something very difficult if you do it in the right way. Because if you play this music in time, like it is written, then it is probably the worst music you can have. If you exaggerate and do too much, then it's also a little bit strange. So you have to know exactly how far can you go. Because this is music of rubato, and that makes it so, so difficult. It sounds so light, it sounds so right. You think, oh, it must be easy to play it. But to get 16 first violins to play together in a stylistic right way, in a light way, it's extremely difficult.
The Pittsburgh Symphony has been playing Johann Strauss waltzes from the Central European tradition for most of its history. Johann Strauss didn't make it to Pittsburgh, although he did conduct a massive orchestra assembled for the World Peace Jubilee in Boston in 1872. Pittsburgh Symphony music director Fritz Reiner loved the waltz, recording Johann Strauss in Pittsburgh and in Chicago. I spoke with a fan of Fritz Reiner, the host of The Record Shelf on public radio since 1983, and a mainstay on KUSC in Los Angeles for three decades. Jim Schwede has produced two Record Shelf programs focusing on Reiner and the Pittsburgh.
Fritz Reiner was the first conductor I ever saw live in concert in Chicago. I grew up in the Chicago area, and I know it's heresy to say so, but some of his greatest recordings were those Pittsburgh recordings, the Shostakovich Sixth, for instance, and the first concerto for orchestra. As you know, the first ever recording of the concerto for orchestra was Reiner's Pittsburgh recording. And it was a terrific band. I mean, always has been. I mean, the Pittsburgh Symphony, one of the great American orchestras for as long as they've been recording.
When I first came to QED it's now been almost 30 years ago, I met a member of the Pittsburgh Symphony, long retired and now long dead, who told me that, he says, well, they talk about Previn creating a great orchestra or Steinberg creating a great Pittsburgh Symphony. Heck, it was a great orchestra in the 40s and Reiner created that orchestra.
So oh, absolutely.
I always remember that quote.
Listen to the Pittsburgh Heldenleben. I mean, it's just ferociously brilliant. Listen to any of those Pittsburgh Symphony recordings. The first, Kolis Brynjen, for instance. I mean, it's just got the same kind of swagger and the same kind of brilliant execution as the Chicago version. And again, it's like all of those recordings were such an event.
Jim Schwede, host of The Record Shelf. Here's Roses from the South by Johann Strauss Jr. with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Fritz Reiner at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh on the 4th of February, 1946.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and former music director Fritz Reiner at the Syria Mosque in Pittsburgh on the 4th of February, 1946. Roses from the South by Johann Strauss, Jr. In 1980, Pittsburgh-born former music director Lauren Mazel became the first non-Austrian to join the New Year's Day tradition, and Pittsburgh Symphony music director Maurice Janssens has been a favorite in Vienna on New Year's Day. Since 2008, this concert in Pittsburgh has been given in the spirit of the Vienna Philharmonic New Year's Day program. Tradition in Vienna requires having the Blue Danube Waltz. At Heinz Hall, we're less than a mile from the spot where the Allegheny, Monongahela, and Ohio rivers flow, meeting at Pittsburgh's Point State Park. From here, this is Jim Cunningham, wishing you all the best in the new year.
Thank you.
On the Beautiful Blue Danube, Opus 314, by Johann Strauss Jr., written in 1866. The tradition of hearing the Blue Danube waltz on New Year's Day began in 1945. We heard Manfred Honeck, music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, conduct the Beautiful Blue Danube at Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. When Johann Strauss' stepdaughter, Alice von Meissner Strauss, asked composer Johannes Brahms to sign her fan, he scribbled out the first few notes of the Blue Danube, writing underneath, "Leider nicht von Johannes Brahms." Alas, not by Brahms. Earlier in this concert from Heinz Hall in the Vienna New Year's mood, we heard Franz Schmidt's intermezzo and carnival music from his Notre Dame. Mozart's 21st piano concerto was played by Lars Vogt. From Johann Strauss Jr., we heard his Gypsy Baron Overture and the Furioso Hunting, Krapfenwoods, Peasants, and Thunder and Lightning Polkas. There was also music by Josef Strauss, the Dragonfly, and the Austrian Village Swallows Waltz. Our concerts from Pittsburgh always come with a wish for every good thing for music lovers: peace, health, happiness, good friends, and time with family in the year to come. This is Jim Cunningham wishing you Happy New Year 2016. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can hear it online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, you'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. They are terrific for watching the soloist on stage. And they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold Chambers. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.